Welcome to the Driver Audiobook, which will help you prepare for the theory driving test. My name is Finley, and I will guide you through today's lesson. Laws of physics. When driving a car, it is important that you are aware of physical limits. A certain understanding of gravity, kinetic energy, and stopping distances can help you make decisions. In this section, we will briefly look at the most important laws of physics. Learning objective of this section: minimum knowledge of the laws of physics that apply to driving. Time needed: 20 minutes. Gravity. Gravity is a force that we meet every day. You might be tempted to ask what role gravity plays when driving a car. The answer is simple. Think about what happens when you drive up or down a hill. Gravity is the force that brakes the car going uphill and pulls the car going downhill. When driving uphill, you will eventually have to change down gears. When driving downhill, the braking distance will be increased and more demand will be made of the brakes. As a rule of thumb, you should drive downhill in the same gear that you drive uphill. Please be aware that the brake discs can heat up greatly, causing a reduction in braking power. Therefore, you should never brake consistently for a long period of time. Instead, you should brake and then let the vehicle roll. Do not overestimate yourself or your vehicle. If you are aware of potential danger, you can react before it becomes dangerous. It is a fact that good drivers hardly need to brake, except in emergencies. Kinetic energy. Kinetic energy is energy from bodies that are moving. The heavier and faster a car is, the greater the kinetic energy produced. This energy must be removed by braking. The process of braking turns the kinetic energy into heat, which warms up the brakes and will make them ineffective if they are allowed to overheat. Therefore, the brakes should be used sparsely yet precisely. Here is an example. If a 1,000 kilograms car is traveling at 50 kilometers per hour, there is the same amount of energy that would allow a person weighing 80 kilograms to jump 123 meters high. If the same vehicle travels at 100 kilometers per hour, there is enough energy for the person to jump approximately 492 meters high. Therefore, it is said that this energy is not linear but quadratic. The created energy increases to the power of 2 with speed. Stopping distance. If it is not possible for two vehicles to pass each other, you must be able to stop within half of the visible distance. If passing is possible, you need to be able to stop within the visible distance. To calculate stopping distance, two components are brought together. Reaction time. Reaction distance. Braking distance. Reaction time varies from person to person and depends on many factors such as attention, tiredness, stress, alcohol, physical, and mental fitness. Reaction distance is made up of reaction time and speed. The faster you are driving, the longer the reaction distance. The average person needs a second to react. Recognizing the danger, making a decision, reacting. Studies in Germany showed that the fastest person tested had a reaction time of 1.2 seconds. Therefore, it is recommended to be prepared to brake more in unpredictable situations in order to reduce the reaction time. When you start to brake, all of the kinetic energy needs to be turned into heat. The distance that your vehicle travels after starting to brake is the braking distance. The distance that a vehicle travels between the danger appearing and stopping completely is calculated from the sum of the braking distance and the reaction distance, both calculated in meters. The formula for the stopping distance looks like this. Stopping distance equal reaction distance plus braking distance. Example: if you are in a car that is traveling at 100 kilometers per hour and you have a reaction distance of 30 meters, then your stopping distance is 130 meters. This is the result when you put the following numbers into the formula above. 100 meters plus 30 meters equal 130 meters. How do we know the braking distance? To calculate this distance, we must divide the speed in km/h by 10 and square it. This only applies to normal situations. The formula for braking distance looks like this. Speed in kilometers per hour divided by 10 times speed in kilometers per hour divided by 10 equals speed in kilometers per hour divided by 10 squared equals braking distance. Example, if you are traveling at 80 kilometers per hour, then the braking distance is 64 meters. This is a result of putting the following numbers into the above formula. 80 kilometers per hour divided by 10 squared equals 8 squared equals 8 times 8 equals 64 meters. To be able to calculate the stopping distance, we still need to calculate the reaction distance. The following applies to reaction distance. At a speed of 10 kilometers per hour, a vehicle will travel approximately 3 meters per second. This takes us to the following formula for reaction distance. Speed in kilometers per hour divided by 10 times 3 equals m. Example 1. At a speed of 50 kilometers per hour, the reaction distance is 15 meters. If the numbers are put into the above formula, it looks like this. 50 kilometers per hour divided by 10 times 3 equals 15 meters. Assuming you need 2 seconds to react, then the reaction distance amounts to 15 meters times 2 equals 30 meters. In clear text, this means that you will travel 30 meters until you even start to brake. This distance must, of course, be added to the braking distance. Therefore, braking distance as well as reaction distance both belong to the stopping distance. Braking distance plus reaction distance equals stopping distance. Here is some important additional information. The reaction distance increases proportionally to speed. The reaction time is assumed to be 1 second, if nothing else is specified. The braking distance depends on speed, the condition of the road, and the vehicle brakes, tires, suspension. In good conditions, the braking distance is reduced by a quarter. If speed is doubled, the braking distance increases by 4. Deformation forces during an impact. So-called deformation forces come into effect. These forces correspond to the kinetic energy that has not been removed by braking. If you hit a wall when traveling at 50 km per hour, this is equivalent to falling from 123 meters high. Compare this to the part above about kinetic energy. Never forget, if you drive irresponsibly, then your moving vehicle becomes a deadly weapon.